Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
I got a little upbeat music for that with Nolan McGraw. Upbeat. I'm ready to start banging my head. Heavy metal style. But let's start with the college game show.
Yeah, Maryland and Towson. No surprises here. All three of us taking the Terps. All three of us being rewarded for that one. So handling business for one more week, but now the real test starts for Loxley and company.
Next.
All right, Clemson and Georgia Tech. Bob, you were the only one right here taking Georgia Tech. Vinny and I going down there with Clemson.
How dare you?
Yeah, we effed that one up, Nolan. I mean, talked about it. You know, in Clemson.
Yeah, you talked yourself out of taking
I did.
Georgia Tech.
And they were missing a couple guys, too, Clemson.
By the way, you mentioned Feinbaum sticking a fork in Arch Manning. You stuck a fork in Clemson, too, as far as
getting
the playoffs.
He was getting them to win the title, didn't he?
Well, he turned on you 2 weeks, 3 weeks in. You're done.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Alabama, all three of us taking Alabama here. We kind of figured they'd come in a little more inspired, healthier as well.
And the Wisconsin quarterback sucked. You know, I mean, he threw some picks and stuff in that one. So Wisconsin's got a decent run defense.
Georgia and Tennessee, I was the only one to have enough confidence in the Bulldogs here, and you guys rolled with Tennessee.
Yeah, roll tide roll, not really. Should have won, could have won, didn't win. High-scoring affair.
That was an awesome game.
Yeah, very exciting contest.
That was
sure.
That was fun game.
Well, speaking of teams being done or out on teams, Texas A&M and Notre Dame, we all picked the Irish because we all thought they needed it.
Yeah, well, they did.
It wasn't a thought. It was a no. We know they needed it, but they still didn't win.
But they got hosed on that non-holding call.
Yeah, they did. They did. And Bob, I don't know that Notre Dame can get into the playoffs. I don't. They don't play unless
they have an easy schedule moving forward.
They
so they should
SC,
stack wins.
They need SC to win a bunch of games.
How about Vanderbilt and South Carolina? Oh, all three of us wrong here. South Carolina was our pick.
Well, the QB got hurt for the Gamecocks, which is a bad sign.
Smalls, isn't his name Smalls? Yeah, he got hurt in the second quarter. And he got hit right in the head, helmet to helmet. Vandy's undefeated. Vandy's undefeated. They're playing good. Their quarterback's about 28 years old.
Round out the college picks with an easy one here. All three of us taking the Hurricanes. Miami to beat South Florida.
Yeah, more handily than I thought, though.
Me too.
South Florida had beaten two ranked teams, and Miami, they totally won MC Hammer time.
Yeah, and Bob, now Miami is playing Florida, and College Game Day is going to be at that game, and South Florida just beat Florida at Florida.
Over to the NFL, first game here, Bengals and Jaguars. A lot of talking points out of this one because of what happened to Joe Burrow, but the Bengals did win, which means that's a win for Vinny and I. Bob took the Jaguars.
Yeah, screw you, Trevor Lawrence. Next.
Giants and Cowboys, an unexpected thriller that went to overtime. Russ was cooking there, but not enough for the win. All three of us took the boys.
Dramatic game, too.
Crazy.
64-yarder to send it in overtime.
Bears and Lions, another division showdown, but this one not as close. Lions steamrolling the Bears in this one. I don't know if we saw it being that much of a blowout, but
nope.
We were certainly all taking the Lions for sure.
52 on the board.
Pats and Dolphins here. Keep those division matchups rolling. Bob, one last-ditch effort on the Dolphins. You said this is your last time picking the Dolphins. Can't blame you after that one.
Yeah, they were down early, came back, took the lead, and they had opportunities late. Is it denounced or renounced? What am I doing to it?
Denounced.
I'm denouncing you, Miami.
How about when Miami runs the punt back for a touchdown? They're all fired up, and then New England runs the kickoff right back for a touchdown, take the lead back. That was crazy.
Niners and Saints. No Brock Purdy, no problem. Niners hold on and get the win. All three of us predicted that.
Yeah, Mac Jones, three touchdown passes. Hello.
Bills and Jets. keep these division matchups plentiful here in week two, but the Bills get this one. All three of us saw that in the cards.
Yeah, that wasn't close.
Here's the difference in opinion. Seahawks and Steelers. Bob and Vinny rolling with the Steel crew. I took the Seahawks. DK Metcalf did get his revenge, if you want that. He got his touchdown. Mm-hmm. But as we mentioned, the special teams, faux pas, a lot more going wrong than right for Pittsburgh. Yeah,
and Darnold threw some picks, and you know, he tried to keep Pittsburgh in the game. Steelers didn't want it, I guess.
These next two, we were all in agreeance. Rams and Titans, all three of us with the Rams. Panthers, Cardinals, all three of us with the Cardinals, although that one
Cardinals
was a little more...
to give it away.
It was entertaining, more so than I would have thought.
Yeah, Calais Campbell with a big play late. And by the way, the Rams-Titans game was close, but L.A. kind of pulled away late for that one.
Broncos and Colts. Bob and Vinny got this one, taking the Colts. I went with the Broncos, but not to be. That one, a late turn of events there.
Yeah, well, they missed
field
goal.
You had to win. You had it, and then they got the penalty.
Don't remind me.
What they call it? The old leverage flag, which is fun. Sean Payton looked like his head was about to explode.
And then what we thought was going to be the game of the week wasn't not entertaining, but I guess it got surpassed probably by that Giants and Cowboys game. But Eagles and Chiefs in the rematch of the Super Bowl. Bob, the only one correct here, going with Philadelphia. So now we can bury the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
This is it. Everyone wants to do it. Everyone's been waiting on it.
I think the Ravens are going to have a chance to put the dagger in.
Could be, yeah. Who's their week three? I should have looked
it up. At the Giants.
Okay, all right. Well, they got to get that one. If they don't get that one, then we got serious problems here. Falcons and Vikings, all three of us wrong on this one. Vikings almost nowhere to be found. Did they even get off the plane?
No, they were
at home. The home team, they didn't do that either. I knew it as soon as I said it, though. But yeah,
McCarthy,
we were all wrong.
Had a baby and missed practice, and maybe he missed a couple practice because he missed the game last night too. I think
that was a boring game.
Yes.
Five field goals for Atlanta.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And lastly here, Ravens and Browns, all three of us taking the Ravens. A reminder on scores, Vinny said 31-14 Ravens. Bob, pretty close actually, 37-14. And I said 31-21, giving them way too much credit there, I was. All in all here, our updated standings coming out of the week, if my math is correct, and that's a big if. Vinny's still out in front at 38-15. Bob then in second, 33-20. And I'm bringing up the rear, 32-21.
You in Hail Mary territory yet there, Nolan?
Not quite. I mean, I did have the best record this week, so I actually made up ground.
I was 14-7. What were you?
I got you 13-7, not counting Thursday night. I had Bob at 13-7 as well. No, I had 14-6.
Okay, whatever. I trust you.
Well, we got two games tonight yet.
Yeah, so let's do it. What do we got?
What are the games tonight?
Tampa and Texas. Houston.
There we go.
Buccaneers and Texans. What do you want to take?
Houston minus 2.5. Spreads are for entertainment purposes only.
Vinny, you go first. You're the leader.
Yeah. I'm going to take home team. I'll take Houston. Take C.J. Stroud. I'll take the boys. Worst plan tonight, though, for Tampa, I think, which will help, you know, put them at left tackle. And Barton, you know, can go back to playing center probably. But I'll take Houston.
Yeah, not really impressed with what Houston did last week, obviously, in that losing effort. Not very impressive at all to me. I mean, really, who's running the ball for them? I know Nick Chubb's there, but really a mystery, honestly. I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa. Then you have the Chargers, Raiders late. Chargers, 3.5-point favorites in Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas eked out a win at New England. I mean, this place is going to be electric tonight in Vegas. It's going to be loud, crazy, the whole thing. I'm going to take, since I'm in the lead, I'm going to take a gamble. I'll go with Vegas.
All right, I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to take the favorite here. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up with Nolan. If you're going to take Vegas, we're going to take a chance to gain a game.
Yep.
He goes, since they just won the biggest game in the history of the franchise last week, the Chargers, they're going to follow it up with an even greater win tonight against the Raiders in a rivalry game. We'll come back and up on lunch. Want to have some of that with us? Get in at 410-583-1057. American League East report at 115. Updated look at the standings as well. And Jared Dubin, we talk NFL with him. Is the seat hot in Miami for Mike McDaniel? If he's already talking about job security, probably so.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.